Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we could play the Sopranos theme right now.
And I come out here today to apologize to the people of New Jersey. I apologize to the people of Fort Lee. And I apologize to the members of the state legislature. I am embarrassed and humiliated.
It was a television classic, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's national TV apology, followed by a tour stopping by Fort Lee, New Jersey, site of the scandal that began on September 9th when Christie aides closed access lanes to the George Washington Bridge. A scandal ensued, and his mea culpa also included a few "my staff let me downs." Heads rolled. Christie's not one of them, at least at this point. Here's a smattering of headlines for a guy who has mostly gotten wet kisses, if not a complete pass, from the press. "Ignorance is Chris," that's the headline in the New York Post. One-word headline in the New York Daily News, "pathetic." What's your reaction to the Chris Christie debacle?
This is John from Portland, Oregon. And as far as Governor Christie's contrite statement, we've heard this before. I think we've heard it in a movie. Gambling? I'm shocked. There's gambling here?
About the only thing that he didn't say in that little garbled message of Mayor Cooper was, "I am not a crook."
From our Facebook page, Madeline says, "I live in New Jersey and have been watching him long enough to realize there is something seriously wrong with this man. He cannot maintain the measured 'I am not a bully' mantra for long. He's too unbalanced." Okay, is Madeline a Republican or a Democrat? Congressman Rush Holt has an address in New Jersey, but we know he is a Democrat representing the 12th District. Rush Holt's reaction?
It was vintage Christie. It really was. And I think if nothing more comes out of this, if this is the end of the story, a lot of people will think that he took care of it, that he handled it right.
Well, we will see. I want you to listen to this soundbite from the news conference yesterday, because I think this was actually one point where he was a little dishonest. Listen.
"I'm heartbroken about it, and I'm incredibly disappointed. I don't think I've gotten to the angry stage yet, but I'm sure I'll get there. But I'm just stunned. And what does it make me ask about me? It makes me ask about me, what did I do wrong to have these folks think it was okay to lie to me?" And there's a lot of soul searching that goes around with this.
Look, I believe he was stunned. I believe he's done soul searching, but I don't believe he hadn't gotten to the angry stage at that point. I think he was well past it. What do you think, Congressman Holt?
Well, he was variously sorry, angry, contrite, crestfallen, angry, disappointed, heartbroken, angry, embarrassed, exasperated, angry. And then he said, "And I'm honored to be considered as a candidate for the presidency." I thought that was a little odd.
Well, he kind of had to go there. What do you think this says about his crisis management in terms of a run for the White House?
Well, I mean, if he didn't have direct participation in this really petty, vindictive action, he at least allowed it to happen in his office. That doesn't speak well for his management as an executive. And he seemed to be more sorry that he was betrayed than he was sorry about the effect on the people of New Jersey of petty, vindictive action.
That's an interesting insight, that's for sure. We'll leave it there. Congressman Rush Holt, Democrat representing New Jersey's 12th congressional district. Thanks so much.
Thanks. And we haven't heard the end of this.